all the brethren from Danville, Kentucky, send their love to you. And Shelby Fortner would kick my tail if I didn't tell you all hello from her. All right. This morning, the message is going to be, My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. If you'll turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, chapter 12. 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 7. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. We're going to start. I'm going to read to you 1 through 10. It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up in the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is, it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul says, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Salvation is all of God's work. It's the grace, the free and sovereign grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son. It's for His glory that He saves us. His grace is sufficient. Christ Jesus is sufficient. He's enough. It's His grace, His blood that is effectual. And God reveals Himself to us in His Son, in the face of Jesus Christ. We experience His grace and mercy and His love in Christ. And God sends thorns. His Holy Spirit guides, convinces us, instructs us, convicts us, testifies of Christ, His accomplishment, His righteousness. We only receive what God gives us. Grace, spiritual life, faith to believe on Him. That ability that we don't have, He gives us to believe on His Son. Those are all gifts of grace from God. And He has made
him.
Unto us. He is our wisdom. He is our sanctification. He is our redemption. He's our righteousness. We don't have any of our own. We don't have the ability. We glory in him alone. We are weak. We are the weaker vessel. He made us the weaker vessel. We're his body. If you're called of God, you're his body. He's your head. We can do nothing without him. It's his strength that we rest in. There's four things I'd like, good Lord willing, to get from this message. And that is that God is the one that reveals these things to you. Man can't come up with this on his own. Man in his natural state cannot understand the things of God, nor does he seek them. He's dead. We fell in Adam, our first representative. It's Christ who was said to be our representative, the elect's representative. The one who brought in a perfect righteousness, perfect obedience to God. And he sends thorns. He sends thorns to us. It's God that does these things. God does all. He's sovereign. He's in control of everything. Christ rules and reigns on his throne. Nothing happens by chance or by our will. It's all God's. He's already preordained every step, every breath that we take. By his grace is sufficient. Christ is sufficient. He is enough. He is all that we need, and we need him. If you're a sinner, God's revealed to you you're a sinner. You know, because he's already told you. You need Christ. And we glory. We glory in him alone. For it's his strength that is made perfect. Manifest. Magnified. When he makes us weak. And that should be a comfort. That should be a comfort. It's all of God. We don't have the chance to screw it up. It's all of him. The revelations. Revelations of God by his grace in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was probably shown more than any man other than Christ himself. Great things that he couldn't even speak of. But beloved, God shows us great things. And the only way we can speak of them is by him giving us the ability to. He shows us great things. By grace, you're saved. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. That is a gift. It is a gift of God. It's not of works. It had nothing to do with your salvation. Back in eternity, it's God who chose you in Christ Jesus. He elected a people that he loved. And if he loved you in eternity, he loves you now. He loved you when you was in your sins. He loves you in Christ. Because that's who he chose you in. It's not of works, lest any man should so foolishly boast. Look what he shows us. It's his work alone. Only the elect of God know that. Only the elect of God know they're sinners. God revealed that to you. We're sinners. And by his grace, he chose us in Christ before the world was. And it is Christ. He shows us it is Christ who He chose. He set up that council of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They're all one. They're all in agreement. You serve one living God in three persons. He's the one who volunteered to come as our substitute. To do for us what we could never do for ourselves. We're dead in trespasses and sins. And our Redeemer, He redeemed us with His own precious sin atoning blood. He came down as a man to die, to suffer and die for His elect. And it's God who predestinated us to be the sons of God, the children of God, in His Son, Jesus Christ. It is God, by His Holy Spirit, that grace that quickens us, that inward work that borns us again. He didn't take His flesh. He didn't take His flesh. No, He makes you a new creature in Christ. You're a new creation. You don't belong in this world. This world is not your home. Our home is with God in heaven. We're just passing through. We're sojourners. We're pilgrims. Christ. It's in Christ. God reveals these things to you. He reveals Christ in you. The hope of glory. The only hope you have of eternal life is in Christ Jesus. And He calls you by His gospel. His word. That word is Christ Jesus. He draws you. He draws you to His Son. No man can come to me unless the Father draws him. And He gives life and He gives faith to believe on Him. As we were born. We were born with that sinful, God-hating nature of Adam. It's in every one of us. We're conceived in sin. And we come out of the womb speaking lies. Spiritually dead. He told Adam, when you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. He started dying physically, but he died spiritually. And that's what the nature that we have that we're born with. We're dead. Spiritually dead. And what can a dead man do? What can a dead person do? Nothing. We're ruined. We're weak. We're flesh. We're lost. It's God who reveals that to you. Flesh and blood doesn't reveal that to you. Natural man can't even understand it, doesn't want to understand it. Makes him angry. And it is God who grows us in His grace and in that faith He gives us through the acknowledgement. The acknowledging of His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what we need. That's what our hope, that's what our faith looks to. Our faith looks to Him. His faith. Our faith is weak. It's God-given and it is glorious. It is a blessing. It is a gift of God that He would allow us to even be able to believe on Him, to even say His name. We're not even worthy to say His name. But in Him, through His righteousness and His faithfulness, we can come boldly before the throne of God and cry, Abba, Father. In Christ. In Christ. All we know in all we have, spiritually, physically, but especially spiritually, we receive from God by His grace in Christ Jesus. It's all in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're led. He gives us His Holy Spirit to dwell in us. I and my Father are one, and we will make our abode in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send another Comforter, my Holy Spirit, sent of God. You're taught of God. He's in you, and you're in Him. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. It is mine. Now, having been made a new creature in Christ, we're taught of God. And yet we still have that old sinful nature with us around our necks. And it's not going away. And it doesn't get any better. Matter of fact, the more God reveals to you His goodness, the more sinful you're going to see yourself. We get worse. It gets worse. We hate it. Thank God He allows us to hate it. We want to be rid of it. But God knows what's best. And we still have that sinful nature of Adam that loves sin. That new creature in us, that's of God, that's of Christ. It doesn't sin. And they war with each other. They war with each other. So we cannot do what we want to do. The old flesh can't be as bad as it wants to be. And that new man, that new creature, can't serve God the way he wants to. Can only do it in Christ. That is it. So we're sin. And all we do is sin. We are weak. And when God reveals His grace and His glory to us in Christ, gives us just a glimpse of His grace and His glory, how wonderful it is. I mean, how wonderful it is when God lets you see His Son, lets you see Him in His Son, that glimpse of glory. But our old nature tries to steal the glory from God. How many times has the Lord revealed something to you, taught you something, and you feel like you're in another world. You just feel like you're floating above on a cloud. And the first thing you want to do, as Brother Evans told us, you want to go get the measuring stick and show everybody how much you've grown in grace. That's how sinful and vile we are. We want to say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look at me. That old sinful nature. Praise God. God said, I'll give my glory to nobody else. Not even you. Not even me. That's my glory. He's the one that we're in. He's the one that keeps us. It's His faithfulness that endures. Our faith looks to Him. Our faith looks to His faithfulness. He keeps us and He preserves us. He gives us the faith that works by love. He allows us to love Him who first loved us. Gave His life for us. And He's loved us from eternity. And it is by faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, His faithfulness to God, the Father. God sent Him to do His will. I come to do not mine own will, but of He who sent me. And that's to get His glory and to save His elect. and we're kept. We're sealed. Christ is our refuge. He is our strength. And it is by grace He convinces us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. His means to humble us, to point us to Christ, the righteousness and the hope that we have only in Him. The acceptance to God, the only acceptance we have, is in Christ Jesus. And He continually must point us to Christ, because we let it slip so easily. That old man loves sin. And he points us to Him. And He sends thorns. He does send thorns in the flesh, just as Paul described his thorn. He said in verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me." And Satan is not God's equal. Satan's got his limitations. It's God that said, "Consider my servant Job." And He told Satan what he could do and what he could take away from him, but He told him, "You're not going to touch him." Evil's not going to touch you. Not that new man. Not that's in Christ. He can't. But the flesh is powerless against Him. And He accuses us. But we have a high priest that sits on His throne. We have a sovereign, holy God who took away all our sins. He took the punishment. He took the guilt. He took the shame. That punishment that we deserve, that we earn, that's the only thing we merit and the only thing we've ever earned is God's wrath. We offended His holy justice. But Christ appeased the holy justice of God. He's our propitiation. And in Him, all God sees is His Son, His beloved. He sees His blood, His righteousness. That we're washed in His blood and we're robed in His righteousness. And when He looks at us, He only sees His Son. And we can only see Him through Jesus Christ. So God sends these thorns. And Paul asked three times for God to take it away. This messenger of Satan that buffets me and beats me down. That sin of pride. That pride that's in me. He sends troubles. He sends trials. Lest we glory in ourselves and try to steal glory from God. God knows what is best for His people. He's preordained this. It's from eternity. God ordained your steps that you would walk in. And He doesn't do this to destroy us. It's done out of love. It's done out of love. He's your heavenly Father. You're His children. You make up the body of Christ, His Son. He's your head. Christ is God. He's made us one with Him. In Christ. He loves you. You love your children. You chasing them. If you love them, you do. You instruct them. You don't beat them. You love them. We're new creatures in Christ. I don't care how old you are. We're talking about eternity here. Now, He doesn't do this to destroy us, but He to grow you and mature you in the knowledge of Christ.
in grace and in faith. Because we're weak and we need Jesus. He brings us to see that we can do nothing without Christ. Because He is our surety. He's that surety of the covenant. He's our strength. Our only acceptance to God. Look in Hebrews 12. Chapter 12, verse 6. Says, "For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth." Oh, what love. What assurance. He deals with you as children. What did His own Son go through? Look at the suffering of Christ. It pleased God to bruise Him. He saw the travail of His soul and was satisfied. He plunged in the sword of His justice until He was satisfied with all the payment for sins of every single one of His elect. And Christ didn't open His mouth. What love. He deals with you as His children in Christ. By His faith we endure. By His faithfulness. For He deals with us as children. He predestinated us into the adoption of children to be conformed to the image of His Son. We belong to God. We were given to Christ in eternity, and Christ came and bought us with His own blood. He redeemed us on the cross. It's His blood that set us free. That's where we have our liberty. It's in Him. It's only in Him. Christ came and bought us with His own precious sin-atoning blood. And look how He suffered. Hebrews 2. Turn over to Hebrews 2, verse 7. "Thou madest Him, Christ Jesus, a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest Him with glory and honor, and did set Him over the works of Thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under His feet, for that in that He put all in subjection under Him, He left nothing that is not put under Him. But now we see not yet all things put under Him." We're not yet what we're going to be. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with the glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." And keep this in context. He did not die for every man. That's His elect and His elect only. The ones He chose in Christ before the foundation of the world. "For it became Him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." Christ Jesus, the Holy One, the perfect One, the righteous One, was made perfect through His sufferings. That's what He was called and set up to do. And He pleased the holy justice of God in our room, in our stead. Salvation cost us not one thing. We have not given up one thing. But it cost God the thing, the one that He loved most, and that's His Son. But He raised Him up and He set Him up high. He arose victorious, successful from that grave. Yeah, He came as a man. He came in our nature, yet without sin. And He suffered. He suffered the wrath and the punishment of God for us and for God's glory. to appease his holy justice that we offended. What love. Lay down his life for his sheep because he loved you that much. He laid down his life. He gave it up. It wasn't taken from him. He's God. He laid it down. He was buried. He laid in that grave for 3 days. And according to the Scripture, which all the Scripture is of him, it's all about Christ. He fulfilled the prophecies. He fulfilled the covenant. He took away the curse of the law. Made it honorable. He brought in a perfect righteousness. He brought in a perfect obedience to God. We could never do that. We could never atone for one single sin. And he atoned for all the sins of all his elect. And God was satisfied. He raised him up on the third day according to the Scriptures. He was delivered for our offenses. And he was raised again for our justification. We're made righteous in him. And he ascended up into heaven. And he gave the sacrifice. That blood was shed. He took it to the Holy of Holies as our high priest. And he sprinkled it. He's the mercy seat. He presented himself a living sacrifice, the only one God was pleased with, because God chose it before the foundation of the world. Oh, behold, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. It's all done in eternity. All done in eternity. Because God sent it. God purposed it. And Christ came and accomplished it. He fulfilled it. Just as the Father sent him to do. Voluntary. Hating the shame. He took our shame and our guilt. He didn't just forgive us. He took away the shame and the guilt. You still feel it. Your flesh feels it. And that's okay. That's okay. He uses his means. He shows you. You have sinned. You are sin. And we fall down before him. We humble ourselves and we confess our sins to him. And he's faithful to forgive. Faithful to forgive. Faithful to forgive you for sins that he has already put away in his own body. And that's where he shows you his glory and his grace. You see how weak we are? You see where his strength is made perfect in weakness. He made us weak to magnify his glory and his grace and his strength. Oh, praise God. Don't that make you happy? Don't that make you smile? We serve a living God. The God, the only God. There's none beside him. There's none beside him. Look at our weak state. Let's go over to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel chapter 16. Look at the state that our Savior found us in. Ezekiel 16. You probably already read it. I encourage you to read it again, the whole chapter. But we're gonna scratch the surface. And when I pass by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. God said, live. Polluted in your own sins, helpless. Look how helpless. He put his skirt over you. He covered you. And he said, live.
Only He could give that life, that spiritual life, because we were dead. Dead in our own trespasses and sins, polluted. And He said, live. Live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. Oh, praise God. You know, every single one of His elect has their own time of love. God has allotted every single one of His elect a time of love. It's beautiful. Thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Mine. He calls us His people. In Christ. Look at that. Where Paul said in what, verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in thy weakness. In weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul said, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Just like in Noah's day, on that ark, his door was shut. God shut that door and sealed Noah in there. So are you. You're sealed in Him. Safe. Secure. You're safe from sin, from Satan, from death. He even saves you from your wicked self. He's conquered you. He's conquered all. He's conquered all. He sits on His throne until all His enemies be made His footstool. When that last elect of God, is called by Him and He reveals His Son in them, there'll be no more use for this world. We're going home. He's going to gather us. So His grace is sufficient for me. It's Christ who redeemed us with His own blood. It's God the Holy Spirit that applies that blood to our new hearts and our conscience. It's that inward working of grace that borns us again. And it's that faith, that faithfulness of Christ, that faith of Christ, that our faith that God gives us, He's the object of it. He's the author, the finish, the beginner of it. We don't see Him right now. It's how we believe on Him. But when we do see Him face to face, when He comes again with all His power and all His glory, and He gathers all to Himself in Christ, we're going to see Him face to face. And that's the end of your faith right there. You don't need it no more because there He is. You're going to be in Him. You're going to see Him face to face. Galatians 5:1. Look over in Galatians 5:1. Place. Here we go. Galatians 5:1. That freedom, that liberty in Christ. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not yet entangled again with that yoke of bondage. He freed us from the curse of the law. There is nothing that you can add. Nothing you can add to God's salvation, God's grace, God's righteousness. If you add anything to grace, it's no more of grace. You polluted it. It's all of His grace in Christ. And we stand in that liberty. We stand in Christ. And He gives us those glimpses of His glory and His grace. He brings us low. And His glory and His grace and His strength are magnified. And we watch. We watch, robed in those righteousness of His, robed in those robes of His righteousness. We're washed in His blood. We stand in Him and we see God's grace in Christ Jesus. And we glory in Him. Any good works are only steps that He's ordained we walk in. We're His servants. We're His children. We're His bride. He's our all. He's our head. We can do nothing without Him. There's no glory that we get. It all is in Christ Jesus. He came and fulfilled the will of God. We are only recipients. In 1 Corinthians 29, chapter 1, verse 29. 1 Corinthians, verse 1. Or chapter 1, verse 29. You probably already know it by heart. That no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. We don't have a knowledge of spiritual things. He gives them to us. He is our wisdom. He is our gospel. He is the Word. And righteousness. He's our only righteousness. Ours are filthy rags. Our works are abomination to God. Man's natural works, no matter how good your intentions, no matter how good you think they are and everybody pats you on the back for them, they're an abomination to God. It's through His righteousness and His works alone. And He's made a sanctification. He's holy. Therefore, in Him we are holy. He has sanctified us, set us apart in Christ, sprinkled us with His blood. We're for God's use, His own special use, His own peculiar people, and He's made redemption. It's He who came. It's He who bled. It's He who died. And He that glories, as it is written, let him glory in the Lord. Think we'll wrap this up. I want to show you one more place. Let's turn over to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, God sends us thorns, that ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well, you suffer for it. Christ came, and He suffered for us. He didn't deserve the wrath of God. He was made sin. God made Him sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in Him. Look at the example that you've been given. When you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in His steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him, to God the Father, that judges righteously. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, we died with Him. We were chosen in Him in eternity. And if God put you in Him in eternity before the world was, you've always been in Him. You didn't know it till He revealed it to you, but you've always been in Him. When He suffered, you suffer with Him. When He died, you died with Him. That old man was crucified. He's dead to sin now. Doesn't have any dominion over you. You're under God's grace. He's put you in under God's grace in Him, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls, your Savior, your preacher, your word, your righteousness, your only acceptance, only hope before the Lord God Almighty, because He put our sins away. He doesn't always take the thorns away, but He knows what's best. And He does what's best. It's all for His glory. All for Christ's sake. And it's all for the saving of His elect. Because He chose the people in the beginning, before the world was, in His Son, to love and show mercy and grace. His grace is sufficient for you. All right, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You again praising You for all Your grace, Your free and sovereign grace, in Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for Your Holy Spirit that You give us to comfort us and instruct us and teach us and witness with our spirit all that is Christ Jesus, for revealing those things to us and for keeping us in Christ, convicting us, instructing us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's Your word, O God, and only You can make it effectual.
Let us feast on the Lord Jesus Christ and drink of His blood, eat of His flesh when we come to Your house to worship You. And now we thank You that You would bless the food that's been prepared to be nourishment to our bodies. You know what's best. Give us the grace, O God, in Christ Jesus, to praise You, because You're good and no matter what You do. In Christ Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.